Welcome to paradise.
Mara, do that.
That's it.
All right.
Yep, I'm ready.
Back recording.
All right, 3 seconds.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the show. It's Good Friday. What's good about it?
It's Friday and it's good.
That's right.
Yeah. Why is it good?
Huh?
Just really good.
Just good.
Because you get the day off?
It's good, it's not holy. That's...
No, it's the good one.
Saturday.
Yeah.
It's good because it's Friday and you don't have to come into work.
No.
Oh, hold on a second. Hum.
Very good.
We are here because we love the listeners.
Yep.
We're not like these lazy DJs that don't work bank holidays.
No.
Sure, I have it in my contract, but... And I won't be here on Monday.
But
I'm here today.
Yes.
Am I? Look at me.
Yes.
Here I am. Can you see me?
I can see you.
And I can see you.
You can see
Early
me.
Doors.
I can see Pippa. I can see James.
Yeah. Yep. You can text in if you like, but you don't have to. You don't have to
it's
text
up to you
in.
If you want to or not.
Yeah. We might not necessarily read out any text messages today. Just because it's Good Friday.
That's it.
Yes, we're doing the show, but why shouldn't we also have a day off?
Exactly right.
Isn't Leicester Square busy today?
Yes, it is, isn't
busier
it?
Busier than I thought it would be. Let me just have a look out the window. Wow, look at that.
Busy.
Brighter than I thought it'd be.
It's a lot brighter.
Anyway, I watched Big Brother last night.
Oh, how is it?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh,
it was good, yeah. Watched it. Chesney Hawkes was in it.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I like Chesney Hawkes.
What was he doing? What's he up
just,
to?
What wasn't he doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He
easy
gets around.
He does what he wants.
Does. And Jack P. Shepherd.
Oh, from, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's a Leeds fan, isn't he?
He is a Leeds fan. He's from Leeds, and he's in my Leeds WhatsApp group.
Oh, yeah.
My random WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Of... Random. It's the most ragtag bobtail WhatsApp group out there.
Have you got any ex-players in there?
Yeah, Beckford's in there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jermaine Beckford's in there.
Yeah.
Have you got Russell Crowe in it? No.
No, Russell's not. He's more than welcome.
That would be a hell of a WhatsApp.
I don't know why I said that. Like Clinton Baptiste, he's more than welcome.
Fair.
Shall I tell you who's in it?
Yeah. I like the fact he's Jack P. Shepherd.
Yeah.
It's run just Jack Shepherd.
Who's Jack Shepherd?
Do you know what the P stands for?
No.
Poo. Does it?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Pee Pee.
No.
Is it Poo?
It's Jack Poo Shepherd.
I thought.
And someone said, you can't call yourself Jack Poo Shepherd.
No.
And somebody went pee for a laugh. In fact, it was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jermaine Beckford.
Yes.
John Richardson.
Jermaine Beckford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he related to...
Come on.
Is there a Jordan Beckford? No. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. I can't help you.
Jordan Pickford.
So you want to know, is Jermaine Beckford
related
to Jordan Pickford?
Yes.
I can answer that for you.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Or David Beckham.
Yeah.
Not related to him either.
Okay.
No.
All the Hams are related.
No.
Okay.
No.
John Richardson is in there.
John Richardson,
yeah.
Of course, yeah. Big Leeds fan.
You've got Matthew Lewis.
Yeah.
Who kills Voldemort in Harry Potter.
Oh,
Oh, of course.
Or does he help him? One or the other.
Spoiler alert.
He helps, and I'll tell you for why. He's the one, who kills Nagini. Is it Nagini?
I was watching that tonight.
That's a sausage, isn't it?
It's a snake.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, she's part Voldemort, yeah. But he had a glow up, Matt Willis. Lewis. Not Willis, Lewis.
Should we start again?
I was going to say, can we start
today?
Matt Lewis had a massive glow up.
He was in All Creatures Great and Small as well.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in the new series of it.
Matt Willis.
He played a horse owner. He's very good.
Who did? Matt Willis from Busted?
Yes. Not Matt Willis. We're talking about Neville Longbottom now.
He was talking about Matt Willis.
Oh, yeah, not Matt
Jordan
Willis.
Pickford.
Yeah.
James Bourne.
Jordan Pickford was in All Creatures Great and Small.
What's he?
Safe pair of hands.
I'm just saying, Emma Jones is in our Leeds WhatsApp group.
Is she?
That can't be the same one.
Well, she did Leeds TV, didn't she? Leeds
TV. She's never commented. It's got a bit quiet, the Leeds United WhatsApp group.
But it'd get louder.
Who's admin on it?
Oh, God, good point. How do I find that out?
Oh, yeah.
If you go to...
I never know groups.
If you tap on the title at the top,
yeah.
And then you can see group members if you scroll down a bit, and then someone should have a little admin next to their name.
Jermaine Beckford and Simon Ricks.
Right. Simon.
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 Simon Ricks.
Maybe Jermaine's added Emma just silently.
Yeah.
Anyway, Simon Ricks, you may know from the Kaiser Chiefs, of course.
Of course.
I just realised that we're 6 minutes into this show and I'm basically just reading out a list of people I'm in a WhatsApp group
with. That's all right.
We've done worse.
Yeah.
We have. And you know what? It's still going to be better than what's going out at the moment on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone a bit quiet, so...
Do you want to reignite the chat?
Dave Clark, Simon Ricks, John Richardson, Coulson, he was on Big Brother. Was it last year, Celebrity Big Brother, last year?
Yeah. I think so, yes.
They'll say Beckford, me, Ralph. We're Danny Howard, he's a club DJ, works in nightclubs, I think.
That's it. We started his career.
Saying, happy Good Friday, folks, on and on. You know, just start the chat back up again.
That's a good one.
Because everyone will be like... and they'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
I can do it.
So what's the wording, Pip?
Happy Good Friday, folks.
3 points later.
3 points later, on and on.
That's good.
Because we're playing today.
We're playing today. 3 points later, ?
And then MOT at the end.
MOT.
Yeah.
In case you can't have seen two.
Oh, but I've got hashtag on and on.
Right.
Do you want me to put MOT?
MOT. Yeah.
I'll put MOT instead, which is marching on together.
The whole lot.
DVLA.
Right, that has been sent.
Lovely.
And that will cause some confusion.
So you're not allowed to invite
people. What about Friday?
Huh? You're not allowed to invite people yourself, are you? Do you have to be the administrator to do that? Because I'm thinking...
What I should have said to Russell Crowe was, do you want to be in our Leeds United WhatsApp group? There's somebody from the Kaiser Chiefs. There's a very funny, dry comedian. There's a fantastic actor.
Yes.
An ex-player. Me. Another wannabe DJ. A couple of guys from Coronation Street. And maybe Emma Jones, but I'm not sure because I don't think she's ever commented on the WhatsApp group unless it's another Emma Jones. Not that Emma Jones!
Can you see a little picture next to her name?
No.
Imposter.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, Emma and Jones. But she's not that one. How you doing? Welcome to Leeds United Live.
Got a lovely voice, Emma.
Oh, Leeds United Live's coverage of some of the games is a bit...
Really?
Yeah. So it has like... I don't want to slag them, but at the same time... Jeepers. So they'll do this thing where they'll have like 19 minutes of just pointless adverts.
Right.
And they'll go, Leeds United Live. And then eventually the cameras will go on and it'll be... Welcome to Leeds United Live. We are at Elland Road for today's clash against, Luton Town.
Yeah.
Joining me is Dominic Matteo. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. What do you think about the game today?
Oh, it's going to be a game, and it's going to be a good game. Hello, good game.
Great.
I'm looking forward. Hello,
Right, and also joining me on the bench today is the one and only...
Can you not do feedback?
No, I can't do feedback. My headphones aren't loud enough. There you go. That's what you want. We used to do that at the old place. Do you remember? When we used to do... We got in trouble for it as well.
What?
We did our Five Live links. Do you remember?
Oh, God, that was awful. But do you know
who's
taken over from Five Live? Was that Business Breakfast or whatever it was?
I can't remember.
Or Just Breakfast?
Everyone was off mic. I remember that.
Talk Sport's now taken over from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Talk Sport is literally... The thing in front of them there... Which should be the microphone. Yeah. I don't know if many of the people who work at TalkSport know what that thing in front of them is. I think they find it's in the way.
Well, Jim White...
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, looking at Stoke's performance over the past few weeks, I mean, surely, you know, you think that they would be performing better than they actually are.
Well, Jim, it's a very good point you made, but I think, actually, if you look at the facts and figures, I mean, you know, they're
can I get a coffee, my darling?
They're robbing Peter to pay
a
Paul,
coffee.
Anyways.
Thank you, sweetness. That's a very good point. I believe we can now speak to Ali McCoist. And Ali, you've certainly got a very, very interesting way of looking at things, haven't you?
All right, Jim. I like football. Do you like football too?
Two sugars, my darling. Two sugars.
I can't believe this. I like that with a 5-4-1 and formation.
Thank
terrible.
You. Well, that's great, and we'll be right back.
What's that bloody?
And that's radio.
There you are. And that's your Talk Sports right there.
You should
there.
Get Ardlo Hanlon on your WhatsApp group if you can invite people.
Yeah, well...
He'd be a great...
Ardlo Hanlon, Kelly Jones, and, of course, the winner of the Masters, Rory McIlroy.
Yes, which he is...
Who I've thought for the last 15 years was a Leeds United fan, only to find out 2 weeks ago he's a Manchester United fan.
It's the only flaw in his character. He's a Manchester United fan.
I swear blind I met him at Ellen Road.
When he's playing Man United.
Oh, and Will Ferrell.
Oh, yes, Will.
Yeah.
Him.
Lovely Will Ferrell, who was wearing his Leeds United shirt at Coachella.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fantastic.
Cool, isn't it?
A couple of people have texted in, I imagine, saying the live stream's not working, apparently, James.
Oh. Oh, no. That's unusual.
I wonder why that is.
Phoenix is off today.
Is he?
Yeah. That's right.
That's why.
We're here, of course.
Yeah.
Live.
We are.
Text in if you don't believe us.
Do you want me to try and turn it on?
Nah, you're right. Just leave it.
Can you turn it on from there? Is it literally a button?
Nah, just leave it.
All right.
Yeah, just
leave it.
A couple of buttons.
Just leave it.
It's probably too
No one needs to see what's going on in
not
there.
Not Good Friday.
Nah, you're all right. Just leave it.
Click this.
I like your top today.
Thank you. It's a Chris Moyle Show hoodie.
Yeah, that's very nice.
It's the speckly one. What colour would you say this is? I don't know. I think I'm a bit colourblind.
I'd say sand or something like that.
Really?
Is it desert? Is that the desert one that Captain likes? I can't remember.
No, that's different.
Is it? Desert orchid. That was a horse.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oatmeal.
It's not a good selling point, that, though, is it?
Oatmeal.
No.
You wouldn't buy an oatmeal-coloured anything, would you?
Not really.
Apart from oatmeal.
Yeah.
What about Horlicks?
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's bloody nice.
Yeah.
It's blooming nice, let me tell you. Anyway. What?
Nothing.
What?
It's just good to be on the radio, isn't it?
I found the button.
Live and loose.
Do you know what?
Live and loose, baby.
Well, loose. Why don't you not press the button? How about that?
Yeah. I could press it.
Nah.
Oh, I could not press it.
Exactly.
How do you know how to purse live?
I like clicking things.
Yeah.
Click this.
Click it.
do not click it.
Don't need it.
Do you know what I'm going to do, though?
If,
just in case. I'm going to hide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going to hide. So if he does switch on the cameras, you won't see me.
We'll be none the wiser.
Yeah, don't switch it on. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Oh. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Me too.
I tell you what.
Got my car.
Oh, you're going to get your car?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, no, you've got your car.
It arrived.
It's arrived?
Yes.
You've got your new Skoda.
It arrived yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Have you got a photo of you stood next to it so you can show it to me?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I'll show you it on the website. Hey, I haven't had a selfie with it yet.
Hey. Right. Well, that's weird, because you always say to me, I'll send us a picture of the car if I have a car for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that you'd have got a picture of it straight away if it was delivered to you yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, because I was up
Thursday afternoon, of course.
Because
we are live now.
Thank you.
So Thursday was yesterday.
Yeah.
So where's the picture of you in the car?
I'll do it today.
Today is
Friday.
That's right. Well done.
What colour car did you request?
Black. It's a black Elroc.
Great.
And it's all electric.
Yeah.
So where are you going to charge it?
Lampposts.
What?
Where's that?
Well, some lampposts near me, you can plug them into.
Yeah, well,
charge them on there.
Oh, that's good. Leave it for 3 days and you might get about 25% charge.
No, like overnight, you're full.
Have you registered?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, you don't need to register to use the lampposts. You can just scan a QR code, pay, and then you're done.
Can I ask a naive question? Because I've never had an electric car, although I too am going to get one from Škoda at some point.
Yeah.
Is that... what's stopping people, you plug it in to the lamppost. What's stopping someone just walking around the corner? I'll unplug that for a laugh.
That's a good point. I've always thought that.
Do they lock on?
They lock.
They lock.
Oh, I do.
They've thought about it.
The charger's into your car. You can't pull it out.
Right, okay.
How do you pull it out?
You have to unlock it on the keys and then out.
You what?
You pull it out.
How does that sound?
Beep, beep. Right. That's just silence.
Beep, right. Beep. Yeah. Gosh.
Do you want to go and start pulling electric?
No. Things? I'm just wondering if I was to get one. What's stopping Steve around the corner to go, never liked him anyway.
Yeah.
Pull my plug out, so to speak.
Good point.
Well, this is fascinating chat, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. How long have we got for this?
About
11?
15 minutes until
I don't have it until 2.
I'm hungry already.
Right, enough of this facade.
Can I push the button?
You can do, because we're clearly on tape, but if you do push the button, it'll be, it's bearing in mind, it's Thursday morning at 10:36.
Mm.
So,
right.
It's going to freak everybody out, because everyone's listening to Toby.
Yes.
Or, are we actually live?
Ooh.
Text 83936 or WhatsApp 0330 33 33 100 from anywhere in the world. Are we live? Or, because it's in my contract, is this all on tape?
Mm.
And this was recorded yesterday. Which would be, as this goes out, Thursday.
Yeah.
But in real time, yesterday was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or was it?
Or was it?
Or was it? Because yesterday would be Thursday if we were live.
Tonight.
Oh, no. You're right.
That's good.
Sorry.
Okay. You're indigestion. What is that? Tonight. What is that, love?
Sorry. Tonight is Friday night. Sorry.
Alison Shropshire says you're defo live. Johnny says, are you live?
Mm.
Johnny says, tape, I think.
Right.
Mark said, you're not live, otherwise you'd have read my text out. Very good point.
Mm.
Very good,
good
point. We'd have done that if we were
live.
Yeah. But... can't do it if you're on tape, by the way. I love tape.
I know, it's still called tape, isn't it?
It would be automatic. It would be recorded into the playout system and then it'd be digital. It wouldn't be tape, it'd be digital.
There's no tapes, guys.
So there you are. How was the football last night? Unfortunately, I didn't see any of it or see any of the scores, so I can't comment on it.
A roller coaster of emotions for everyone involved.
Was it? Who was playing?
So, Man United were playing yesterday.
Right.
Chelsea playing yesterday? Rangers were certainly playing yesterday. Spurs.
I bet they won.
Yesterday, of course.
I bet Rangers won.
Well, you know. And then,
but you didn't see any. I didn't see any. Results.
Well, it was on too late.
Yeah,
so this is like 8 o'clock. We're
too busy.
Yeah.
In bed getting all our sleep.
And Bradford City and Notts County played as well.
Lynn says you're on tape because it's in your contract to be off on bank holidays.
Right,
clever clogs.
Yeah,
you sussed it. You sussed it there, Lynn. Heidi says, I've just finished our Good Friday workout at the gym, debating whether you're live or not.
Oh.
Heidi, but are we live? And Dave, he's not interested, he just texts saying, hey,
Oh, hey.
Do you want to switch the cameras on then and see if we are live? If you've got your, if you're working this morning and you've got your Global Player app, which is the official Radio X app, you can go on and watch us live.
Click.
Have you clicked it now? Yeah. All right. So, Dom, can you open up your phone and just see if it's working?
Okay, let's have a look.
Are we live or are we on tape? If we're on tape, and then there'll just be a holding picture of something. And if we are live, you'll be able to see us in all our glory.
I've got a problem with my feed.
Well, what's wrong?
Everybody
listening now, please open up Global Player and then go to Radio X. You go to Live Radio and then Radio X. You'll see the little box with the word live.
Oh, no.
We put a holding page up there.
Right.
And please go and have a look. We won't say what it is for the next 2 minutes.
No.
But please go and have a look at our live stream right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And have a look at the whole... And then text us and tell us where you're watching it. Yep. Or WhatsApp us anywhere in the world.
I think you need permission for what's happened there from anyone who's affected.
Now, Dom, could I make that into a T-shirt for Chris Moyles Not Shop? Just a limited edition run of 1,000.
Of course you can. Absolutely, of course you can.
And I say 1,000 because I know you'll buy... 1,000 of them.
I'll buy 1,000 of them.
Oh, no, I clicked the wrong button.
Oh, no, what have you done?
Oh, no.
Dom, you're a legend, says Simon. Alex says boobs. Johnny says boobs. Katie says Dom boobs.
Why are they saying that? I wonder.
That's lovely still.
Lots of people are now seeing it.
It's also got no sound on it.
I know, it's lovely.
It's just a picture.
So there's no sound?
No.
So this isn't playing out on the app?
They can see it in the preview, but they have to come back out of it.
Oh, okay.
That's a silent. I can change it. I can try another button.
Sometimes silence.
Yeah, you can go live if you want.
Yeah. All
right, let me change.
Oh, dear.
Try.
Global Player people will be loving it this way.
Absolutely.
Delighted.
All right. Yeah. How does that look?
Jane and Gates.
It's off now. It's not on. Oh, no, hold on. Radio X. Let's have a look.
Is it thinking?
Yeah, there we are. If I click live. No, it's still on the...
No.
Oh, no, we are. Hey! Hello! Hello, we're live! Hello, good morning!
April Fool!
We're not putting this on the YouTube for catch-up, are we? This wouldn't make any sense. Just a picture of Dom wearing an inflatable bra in front of a picture full of booby things.
Yeah. Good Friday!
And then me shouting, hello, hello!
Yeah.
It's your special shelf, isn't it?
Isn't it? Well, apparently so, yes. Yeah.
So we are live. Yeah, we are. It's 6:52 in the morning. It's Friday the 18th of April, and it's Good Friday, and we are here live. And Toby's on at 10 o'clock. He's here live.
He is, yeah.
Izzy's on at 1. She'll be here live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Unless she's sick-noted it in like a Dom Byrne.
I think she's in... Izzy's in today, isn't she?
And then Polly's on at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
Live. Yeah. All live on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Not like Radio 2 when it'll be on tape.
Exactly.
Reel to reel.
Yeah.
With an SM playing out.
Leicester Square was incredibly busy this morning on the walk to work.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everybody was out last night.
Yeah.
It really is.
Roads are quiet. Leicester Square is busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dom was asked if you wanted to go for a drink this morning several times.
By 3 different people.
How lovely.
Yeah, do you want to come to an after something drinks club? I was like, I'm on my way to work. Thanks very much, though. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know where they bring you.
I don't.
Is it just their flat?
I don't know.
We had this, you and I were together once, and some guy goes, hey, guys, you guys want to go for a drink? A little late drink somewhere?
Mm.
Oh, and you and I were just chatting. We weren't really aware of what he was inviting us to. One of us just went, we're going to work, silly.
Silly Billy. Yeah, leave us alone. We just got up. We're not going to bed.
Leicester Square just attracts the dregs of society. Like, during the day and of an evening, it's a lovely touristy thing.
Great fun, Jim.
It was so busy last night.
Out of those hours, it is scumbagsville.
Yeah. You were out in Leicester Square last night.
Why?
Doing what?
It was Ross's leave and do, but all bar one.
Oh, I'd have gone to that. I didn't know.
I like Ross.
Ross was there, went and said hello.
Oh, well, he should have told us.
Oh.
So, yeah.
We love Ross. If ever we do prize dump or anything like that, Ross basically just holds it all together. He's awesome.
I might hire him.
He gone.
I might hire him.
Very good. We're going to miss him.
His organisation skills are amazing.
Incredible.
So I might hire him, just ask him to come and work around the house.
Well,
yeah. He'll get everything done.
We'll rearrange the kitchen cupboards.
Yeah.
So what I've done, Chris, I thought I'd make your life easier. I put all your plates in one. All in the the same cupboard.
Yeah.
Now, in this drawer here, put all your cutlery. There's your knives, your forks. All together, separated. That's brilliant, that.
Yeah.
I'll normally just put my knives and forks in a massive bucket.
No.
I got that idea from a beef eater.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I just got a massive bucket, just put all your cutlery in there. Yeah,
that's true.
And then you've got a free drawer for batteries and wool.
Very clever. We need batteries and wool drawer, don't you?
Oh, my God. I've got a drawer in the kitchen, right? And it's a mixture of things. Mm. A lot of it mine.
Right.
And I got a load of vapes the other day from IVG, iVape Grade.
Oh.
And so I'm just putting them in the drawer. And I'm like, God, this drawer's a bit of a mess. I need to go through it.
Mm.
So I did that thing that we all do.
Mm.
Because, and I think the mindset is, I wasn't planning on emptying the drawer or clearing the drawer out.
Right.
I was just putting some things in.
Right.
But I realised I needed to jig a few things around. So I took some things out of the drawer. Well, what is in here? And I started going through them. Why have I got this? This is an out-of-date gift voucher for somewhere.
Mm.
What is this? This is a membership card somewhere that I don't need anymore. What's this? Somebody gave me this, but I can't remember who. Someone gave me a dollar bill folded up into a weird shape or something. Still got that, right?
It's probably a present for me.
All this crap I've got in the drawer. And then what did I do? I put it all back in the drawer.
Ah, just a bit tidier.
Put it all back in the drawer. Did not throw one thing away, including my £5 voucher for Wetherspoons.
What?
Which somebody got me as a gift.
Oh, Secret Santa.
Something like that, yeah. And I'm like...
It was James.
But I still didn't throw it away. That's why you all need a big drawer.
You do.
Right, so here's what we got. It's Friday, Platinum Hour as normal, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And we are live all the way through to 10. It's Good Friday, and we've got some...
heavy music.
...to play for you.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll take a break, and Dom doesn't have the news next. Chris Miles Show. Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Bring in spring this Easter at Dunelm. We've got cookware and dinnerware for hosting the roast and everything you need to refresh your home this Easter. Plus, up to 50% off thousands more products. Pick up everything you need for Easter together, in-store or online, with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm. The home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course... it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £44 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
You've got the whole family round for Easter, and that means extra mouths, all wanting something special. So why not save a third on a whole leg of British lamb at Waitrose, keeping everyone happy, except your extra picky niece.
I want more chocolate.
It's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines in stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions. Offer ends 22nd of April.
Get those jobs sorted this Easter with some great deals at Screwfix. Save £20 on the Titan self-propelled petrol mower, now only £179.99. and stock up on screws with a Turbo Gold Wood Screws Trade Pack. Now only £19.99. That's a saving of £30. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app online or in-store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
This is Radio X.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
Book a free hearing test today at bootshearingcare.com. And now get rechargeable hearing aids from £595 a pair. Boots, with you for life. T's and C's apply.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Now, it's Good Friday, and the time is 7 o'clock. Now, normally, we would play the news jingle, and you would do the news.
That's right.
But a man called Dan Bunker has told Dom to not bother doing the news.
Because it's Good Friday, no news, please.
Yeah, this is true, by the way. None of what I'm saying is a joke. Dan Bunker has said, don't bother doing the news till 9 o'clock.
That's it.
Now, Dom's job, apart from anything else, apart from to love boobs, read a few letters, is to do the news.
Mm.
But you've been told to not do the news.
Don't do the news, please.
So, what I thought we'd do instead, instead of Dominic Byrne and the news, we'd do Huey Lewis and the news.
I love that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is everybody up for a bit of Huey Lewis in the news?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so this will go...
On your radio, on Global Player, and here.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's now time for, instead of Dominic Byrne in the news, it's Huey Lewis and the...
News.
Yes! Come on! It's Good Friday, Dom. You're not doing the news, but Huey Lewis is.
It's Great Friday.
With the power of love. Only from Radio X. In your face of the stations, we're winning.
The power of love is a curious thing.
Playing the whole thing.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
Devil's asleep.
Change your heart to a little white dove.
Snore.
More than a feeling.
What is it, Huey?
That's the power. Credit card.
switched on. Dominic isn't doing the news till 9, so instead, we got Huey Lewis in the news. Come on.
Don't take money.
Really confuse people because we've not done the news.
Yeah,
people are thinking we're on tape and we're not actually live, even though we switched the cameras on already. Yeah. And I'm told the exact time it's 7:05. Genuinely can't tell if you're live, says Chris on the Isle of Wight. Yeah, we are. Like, I just read your text out, you donut.
Can't read your text that we recorded, can we?
Christopher, if you're live, read this out in the air and prove to us you're actually live. Because otherwise, why didn't Dom do the news? We just told you why Dom didn't do the news, because Dan Bunker in the office said, it's bank holiday weekend, don't bother doing the news.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why, but...
It's always the way on a bank holiday.
Is it? Right.
Yeah. You know, Dom, work shy Dom, he's not going to argue with that, is he? Less for him to do.
If it's me or Huey Lewis, I know who I'm voting for.
So there's no news with Dom, so we had Huey Lewis in the news. And then after the news, you would normally do...
Sport.
Yeah.
So we play Grandstand.
That's how it worked.
James,
yeah.
As a treat,
yeah.
Would you like to hear the rest of Grandstand or Brett Domino singing lyrics to the Grandstand theme?
Both, please.
Both? Okay, yeah. Let's do that. Here we go. Dom's got no sport, so instead, here's Brett Domino with Grandstand. Brett?
You're the one.
What do you fear?
My heart, my brain.
Sing it!
If you ever pass me by again, baby, never make me cry, baby. I just want your love, and I'll give all my love back to you.
Oh, baby!
If I'm down, you can make the sun shine right through the clouds.
When I see you, my heart goes thump, thump.
When I'm with you,
get that guitar going, Brett. Oh, yeah. Go on.
You're the one.
This version.
Oh,
I genuinely do.
It's the best sports I've heard.
I'll give all my love back to you.
Oh, baby.
If I'm down, you can make the sun shine back through the clouds. When I see you, my heart goes. And when I'm with you, I feel like ba 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 da ba ba. Girl, you're the one, just say you'll be mine.
And then after the sport, what do we do?
Weather.
Weather, that's right. We do the weather. So, Huey Lewis of the news, Brett Domino with Grandstand for the sports.
Yes.
And ha-ha, we're your weather girls. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Gotta do it, haven't you?
Ha-ha, we're your weather girls.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you.
What's the news?
Get ready, all your lonely girls.
Yes.
And leave those
now, have I told you my view on this?
Oh, you can't stop it there. I was about to go.
Don't worry.
Boom.
Have I told you my thoughts on this? I used to hate the song. Right?
Oh, did you?
I used to hate it.
I always loved the song.
And then one day I heard it. One day I heard it.
One day you heard this.
The lyrics are so clever. The lyrics are genius.
Well, there's a lot of weather-related stuff in there, isn't there, lyrics-wise, pun-wise.
Okay. Written by a man, let's not forget.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Have we got news for you? Get ready, all you lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home. Why would you leave your umbrellas at home? Well, let me tell you. Mm. The humidity is rising.
Yeah.
The barometer is getting low. Now, according to all sources, the street's the place to go. Ask me why, Pippa.
Why?
I'll tell you. Because tonight, for the first time, just around
half past ten.
For the first time in history.
In history, right.
It's going to start raining men.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men.
Devo's definitely asleep.
Yeah.
Definitely
asleep.
I'm
going to
go out.
Yes, I'm going to let myself get.
Absolutely.
Now, that's genius.
It is.
It's raining men, so what's she going to do? She's going to go out and she's going to let herself get absolutely soaking wet. As in, like, she's going to be drowning in men.
Exactly
she's
right.
She's gone out to the street. Come on, fellas, I'll take you all on.
Yeah. Not
she's
picky.
She's insatiable.
She knows what she's doing.
She's not picky.
She's not, and she gets into that later.
It's raining men. Specimen.
That's right. You say she's not picky. What kind of guy is he going for?
Tall, blonde, dark and lean, rough and tough and strong and mean.
Sing it, women. And she did what she had to do. It's genius. She fought every angel. She rearranged the sky. You know why, Dom? So that each and every woman could find the perfect guy. Sorry, gay men, you're not included in this, clearly. Oh, it's just stopped. No. Oh, hello. Oh,
boss
sorry.
Got involved.
Oh, no, the other time.
You're listening to Radio X.
And that was the news.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Oh,
I enjoyed every minute of all that.
Would we have done all of that if we were on tape?
Wow, exactly.
Katie says, best bank holiday radio ever. You're right.
Still more accurate than Dom's weather forecast. How rude.
And you're right as well. That's right.
Radio X. Coming up, more bank holiday brilliance from the Chris Moyle Show.
That's it, you know.
Is there something you're desperate to know about Chris and the team? Let's say you want to know where Dom keeps his mags. You can ask us anything in our feature called Ask Us Anything.
That's,
Plus, Chris will give you a tease of the Platinum Hour with a montage this morning get you excited for 9 a.m.
Yes, I will.
Good Friday?
Yep.
More like Great Friday. Am I right?
Yeah.
Chris Moyle's Show.
Yeah, you're right.
Radio X.
A lot of people just text in genuinely saying, I can't hear the Weather Girls now without hearing Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. You mean like this?
Start on the down position of your thighs.
Up,
down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Now give me two more.
Down, and keep your elbows at the waist. Up. Down, up, down, 9, down, 10, down, and give me two more. Down, up, down, very good.
Thank you.
Down,
oh, still going.
Up, down,
wow.
Up, down.
That's quite a workout without it, isn't it?
Up,
are we squatting?
Down, and keep your elbows at the waist.
No one knows.
Up, down, up.
I think it's flashing.
Down,
is it?
9, down, 10. Down and give me two more.
No, we're not going to do two more. Thank you. Leave it. Let's leave it
down.
There. That's
very good.
Very good. Thank you, Arnie. Very nice of you. Cheers. It's Good Friday. It's Radio X. And it's the Easter Bank Holiday Weekend. We're live on the radio playing The Clash. I Fought the Law.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fought the law in a low one. I fought the law in a low one. Needed money, God, I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby and it feels so bad. I guess my race is run. She's a bad.
Hey, do you know the start of the show this morning at 6:37, you made me write on the Leeds United WhatsApp group that I'm on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave Clark liked my... He gave me the thumbs up to my...
Who's Dave Clark?
Dave, he does the darts, or did the darts, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Dave Clark.
He used to work for Sky Sports News, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think I've met him, but he seems like a lovely fella.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
I wrote, happy Good Friday, 3 more points later, because Leeds United play later. Hashtag MOT, marching on together. And then he liked it. So
that's
there you are.
Nice.
Nothing from anybody else so far.
How right, many okay. on the group?
About 14 people. Nice. But to be fair, I did say it at 6:37. It's very early. And if I wasn't doing the show today, I wouldn't be awake either. 7:17 in the morning. That's right. I can tell the time because we're totally live with Blink 182.
Hanging out behind the club on the weekend. Hacking stupid, getting drunk with my best friends. I couldn't wait for the summer and the warm tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. She's the one, she'll always be there. She took my hand and I made it, I swear. Because I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what, and I told her that I didn't know. She's so cool, but I'm sneaking through her window. Everything's better when she's around. Can't wait till the lyrics go out of town. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. Without a purpose or direction, we don't know anyone. Explanation. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what, and I told her that I didn't know. She's so cold and I sneak it through her window. Everything's better when she's around. Can't wait till the parents go out of town. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. Black and white picture of her on my wall. I waited for her call. She always kept me.
Why do people still think we're on tape? Here's a text. I've no idea if you're actually in today or not, but my 9-month-old is having a lovely time dancing on the table to It's Raining Men and I Fought the Law. Yeah, we're on live!
Exactly.
What more do I have to tell you?
Some people doubting Thomas's.
Exactly. Well, I don't think she's called Thomas. I assumed that was from a woman there. Cracking show today, says Andy from Chesterfield. Somebody else says we're on fire today. Do you know what? We are on fire. Mm. I think we need clarification. I think we're the best thing on the radio in Britain right now, and everything else is rubbish compared to us. And I don't care. I'll include the global stations.
You might be right, actually.
Rubbish compared to us.
Thank you.
Although Heart 80s will be good. Hey, Heart 80s will be good on Monday. Pat Sharp's back on.
Oh. Pat, man.
Pat Man. Pat Sharp's on Heart 80s on Easter Bank Holiday Monday. Legend. And Radio X is counting down the top 100 best of British, the best 100 songs that Radio X would play from British artists, as voted for by you and Matt Deverson. So enjoy that Easter Bank Holiday Monday. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunter Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
Let's go. Are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
We don't.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with Spending Money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunter, go to radiox.co.uk.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard Prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Get set for spring with great Easter deals on big brands at Screwfix. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR brushless impact driver bear unit, now only $54.99. And the Titan 140 bar pressure washer was $99.99, now only $79.99. That's a saving of £20. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app, online or in store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th of June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Check the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! So, oh, sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady. It's a radio show, actually, yes. Derek.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me know. No, thank you. All right, cheers. Speak to you later. Okay. Bye-bye, Rod. Bye-bye.
Who is that?
That's Rod McKenzie.
What's he saying?
He just said, we've won radio today.
Awesome.
He said they've analysed all the other shows on the radio, on British radio, from today, Good Friday.
Yeah.
And ours has won the number one spot. We are the best.
Yeah.
He said it was a mixture of pretending you were live, pretending you're on tape when you're actually live.
Yes.
And then instead of Dominic with the news, it was Hugh Lewis the news, followed by Grandstand, followed by the Weather Girls, it's Raining Men, into the Clash, I Fought the Law on Radio X, a fresh rock and guitar based station.
Love it.
He said, you've won.
Yeah.
What do we win?
Radio.
We've won radio.
Oh, yeah. Great.
We just get the award.
That is great.
It basically means that everybody else on the radio right now on Breakfast Radio, they know that they are substandard compared to the Chris Moyle Show. And I said substandard.
You did. It
kind of
good.
Like Alan Partridge.
But substandard. Yeah, they don't need to bother, actually, the other radio stations now, do we? What we've just done in 45 minutes.
Just stop.
You know what? You may, the other radio station, because they'll be listening.
Of course they will.
Because they'll be bored doing their show, and they'll be listening to us on their phones.
Mm.
Hello to all. Why not give us a text if you work at another station?
Definitely.
Text in. And in fact, we'll put you on the air and have a chat with you. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Hard five. Hard five. Hard five. Radio X. Hard five. Yes, yes.
feel it. Feel the pressure rising. Pushing down on me, oh Lord.
Hard fight. Living for the weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend. Easter weekend. Big football day today in the Championship. Huge, huge, huge. Burnley play. Then Sheffield United play. Mm. Then Leeds United play. In that order, the top three teams in the Championship. Oh, it is all to play for, Dominic Byrne.
Squeaky bottom time.
That's right,
that's what
yes.
they say, isn't it?
Yeah, they do say that. I was thinking about, because it's Good Friday, there's no, our canteen isn't open today.
No.
Yeah. So I was thinking about buying you all some breakfast.
Oh, really? Oh. You don't have to do that.